tape still seems to be in common use, and it's often sent to off-site storage facilities. What is considered best practice in terms of backup vaulting frequency?
Yeah, and as a consultant, this is something I run into myself very often. There seems to be a belief that if you're a smaller shop, smaller business, you don't have a lot of data, that you don't need to send your data all that often off-site. And a lot of times it's dictated, unfortunately, by the growing capacity of tape media. It becomes almost embarrassing to send a tape volume that has a capacity of 400 gigabytes native, for example, LTO3, without considering compression. If you're backing up 100 gigabytes a week, it becomes embarrassing to a lot of folks to send that off-site because it's not full. So a lot of companies have a tendency to want to fill that tape before they send it off-site, which is a big, big mistake. What we typically say is it doesn't matter how big or small the organization is, there is a requirement to protect your data that is equal. Because you're a smaller company doesn't mean you can afford to go out of business. But unfortunately, there's perception that tapes have to be filled up. So from our perspective, we always say the best practice is daily. But then again, this is closely tied with your recovery point objective that we just talked about a moment ago. If your recovery point objective is 24 hours, meaning that I can afford to lose up to 24 hours worth of data, but no more, well, people say I'll back up every day and I'm okay. Well, that's true only if you send your tapes off-site every day. Because you back up every night, and if you send your tapes off-site every week, you can lose up to a week's worth of data. And that's a perception that is, people don't necessarily think about that. They think they're backing up every night, it's good, they're protected. But should something happen to your entire data center, all of a sudden, your nightly backup is irrelevant because your tapes were sent off-site weekly. Now you're stuck recovering last week's backups that were sent off-site. And can you recreate this data? Maybe, maybe not. It again ties back into criticality of the data, potential losses. So if you stand to lose a lot of money because you lost a week's worth of data, well, maybe it was worth buying more tapes and sending these tapes off-site daily as opposed to weekly. So that's a very important concept that a lot of companies seem to sometimes mix up. And by the way, you should never send your original copy or your, I shouldn't say original, but your unique copy off-site. That's another mistake. If you back up and you do not create a copy of that backup and you send that off-site, well, it's almost as bad as keeping it on-site. The problem is here we have a single copy. Best practices would dictate that you keep a copy on-site for quick access, for quicker recovery, and you send a copy off-site for disaster recovery purposes. So you should always have two copies of your tape, one on-site in 1 cent off-site daily. That's really best practices from that perspective. Again, keeping in mind cost, always looking at what the potential losses are and then justify whether you should do it daily or not. Technically, with the cost of tapes today, I don't think it's worth neglecting. The process is not that expensive that you should send your tapes off-site weekly. Another important point when it comes to best practices with respect to tape and vaulting is the storage condition. The trunk of your car is not a good vault, especially if you live in Phoenix. But it's 115 degrees, Your tapes may not be recoverable or readable. So that's another important aspect, the storage conditions of your media. A lot of companies, in an effort to save money, will try to store the tapes maybe to another location they have. And sometimes it's also a security concern because they don't want the tapes to be in someone else's hands, or they're afraid the tapes may be lost. So they try to develop the process in-house. You know, nothing wrong with that as long as the storage conditions at the other location are optimal in terms of temperature, relative humidity, and really based on the tape manufacturer's recommendations.